Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range of our AM FM capability here at WVNN, just know that you can log in no matter where you are in the whole world and listen to the show. That's right. Let's go to rightsideradio.org. Rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live. And no matter where you is, there we is. And hey, Copper, I see you're put up on the board there asking for the title. So let's call that one for podcast purposes. Let's call that one just jump on in where you can and hang on. All right, that's what we're going to call that one. Speaking of which, we do download these podcast versions, right? So every single day, the show, Copper is the producer, so she clips it out. She puts it all into, like, segmented form so you can, like, grab a single interview by itself or a segment or the monologue or Copper's Corner or whatever the case may be. And she puts that on the website, or actually she sends it to one of the other guys who posts it up on the website and on formats for podcasting. Copper, we have numbers.
Ooh, what are they?
Well, we hit 10,000 on Friday, right?
Yes.
It's Tuesday. We're already at 10,700 plus.
Wow.
So I'm saying we could be at 11,500 to 12,000 by the end of the week. So I'm thinking what we need to do is give away some t-shirts today to celebrate 10,000 mark. What do you think?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. All right. So I tell you what, I won't open the phone lines yet. Take no calls, Copper, until we get back at the 2:30 break. All right. Because I don't want nobody jumping in ahead of time. So after the 2:30 break, we're gonna open the phone lines and let those who want to call in, like the first, we'll say this, the first two that call in, you're going to need to say, get on the air and say that you are indeed a Right Side Ruffian. And if you are, you give your address and name and address to Copper. I'll be mailing you a t-shirt. So that's coming. All right. So just be aware. Have your phones ready, because after the 2:30 break, we're going to go to that. But right now, let's see. Copper, I had a clip here I was thinking about doing. I should have given you a heads up. Shoot. I tell you what, I almost feel like we need to do clip six just to start the show, just to start it. Go ahead and get clip six ready, Copper. I'm going to do that. Hit clip six when you show me the ready sign, and I'll be ready for it too. But the here's the deal, y'all. I have played this clip twice already. In the months we've been doing this show, I have not played any single clip more than once, except this one that I can recall. And this is boxer Floyd Mayweather, who was literally responding to the fact that Kyrie Irving, NBA basketball star, has chosen not to get the vaccine because he believes it's his personal right to make a choice. And he's never said he's anti-vax, he said he's anti-mandate. And he's taken a stand. And boxer Floyd Mayweather did an amazing shout-out to him, and I just thought it's worth playing, like, more than once. Copper, hit that clip six.
Kyrie, what's up? I know you're going through a lot. We had a chance to hang out in 2016. When you represented America, when you represented the red, white, and blue, you only want to be treated fair. I was going to post something on one of my social media pages, but I decided to do it the old school way and read it out to you, because you're a great person, great father, great athlete, and you believe what you believe. America is the land of the free. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and supposedly freedom to choose. Never be controlled by money. I respect you for having some integrity and being your own man. A free mind makes its own choices, and an enslaved mind follows the crowd. Stand for something or fall for anything. One man can lead a revolution to stand up and fight for what's right. One choice, one word, one action can change the world. It's crazy how people hate you for being a leader. I hope your actions encourage many others to stand up and say enough is enough. Respect to you, Kyrie, and power to the people.
And respect to Floyd Mayweather for that. I'm gonna play that more throughout this entire situation that we're in right now. I think it's important that people hear that not everybody in a celebrity world is a total mandate person. And I'll be honest with you, too, not everybody in government is either. I mean, I know you're hearing right now that there's things happening down in Montgomery. They are. I'm also seeing, and I've got some folks on social media that that I respect who have been contacting me, and they have concerns about the bill. And some have such concerns that it sounds like they're ready just to kill any bills that are out there. And on the other hand, we have nothing in place right now, so why would you kill the only thing we've got? And I'm going to tell you right now, somewhere in the middle is where we can be. And I don't mean middle like centrist. I don't mean middle like true compromise or giving away the farm in order to get something. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is do not let the quest for the perfect outweigh the need for the good. And in this particular case, both those bills, I'm going to walk through them here in a few minutes and give you updates on what's happening in Montgomery. But I will say this, I am heartened, I am encouraged by the fact that the Alabama State Legislature came into a special session not even given anything from the governor in the call to handle vaccines, and they chose to do it anyway. And that right there is some brass, and I'm glad they're doing it. And so kudos to them for that. That is the way to go. Well, listen, I know we're heading to a break right now. When we get back, the phone lines are going to be open. Just stand by. But I'm going to take 866-494-9866. The first two callers to call in and say that you're a Right Side Ruffian on the air with me. I got T-shirts that I'll be mailing out to you. 866-494-9866. Taking those calls right after the break, and then we'll be also getting into Triple Dipper number one. What's happening on vax mandates down in Montgomery? I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I'm going straight back to the phones now. I said that I'd give some T-shirts away to the first two that called in and said Right Side Ruffians is who they are, and I'm looking at right now, I got Tim from Athens on line two. Hey, Tim, Phil Williams from Right Side, what's on your mind, brother? Did I lose Tim? Oh, Copper. Have you lost him?
I think so.
Rats. Okay, well, hey, I tell you what, the phone lines are full anyway. I go to Tony in Decatur. Hey, Tony, on line one, Phil Williams from Right Side, what's on your mind? Copper. It's killing me. Are we losing these folks? Well, deep sigh from Copper. It's up on the board. Oh, wait, there's another one. Line five, Leanne from Huntsville. Hey, Leanne, Phil Williams here from Right Side. What's on your mind? Copper, are you hitting the button?
I've been listening to you each and every day.
Well,
thank you.
There's
no one that can ever replace Rush Limbaugh, but I think you've got a running chance to be what we need here in America.
Well, Leanne, I appreciate that. Are you indeed a Right Side Ruffian? Is that what you're telling me?
I am.
You've got a T-shirt, my friend.
Since I found you, and every day, 2 to 5, I've been to Just Love Coffee. You're singing my song, Phil.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, Leanne, listen, I want you to stay on hold. Copper's going to get your mailing information and make sure we got what we need to send you a shirt. And make sure you tell her your size, too, all right? We got medium, large, and extra large, okay?
God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Love that. Love that. Thanks, Leanne. All right. Hey, I'm going to line one, Jeff and Madison. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's great to be a Right Side Ruffian.
Nice.
Everyday
nice.
Listener.
Well, I'm appreciating that, brother. Thank you for being in the audience. So how long have you been listening?
Oh, my gosh. Well, not too long. About a year.
Well, I hadn't been on a year, bro. But we've been on about 4 or 5 months, so you've been there that long, I guess.
Yes, about the time school started.
All right, that's perfect. That fits. Well, hey, Jeff, thanks so much. Listen, you stay on hold and give your mailing information to Copper. She's going to get that from you, and we'll
sure
get
thing.
A T-shirt out to you right away, okay?
Terrific. Love
All right,
show.
Man.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, let me jump on one more, and I'll get back to my topic. So, Copper, let me get line two, Tony from Decatur. Hey, Tony, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Doing good. Well, great. Is you or is you not a Right Side Ruffian?
Right Side Ruffian, and I just want to say, great show. Listen as often as I can. You know, my problem is I think the other side of the aisle is spoiling the water. They're poisoning the water.
Well, they're trying, man, but we ain't drinking that Kool-Aid, though, are we?
that's true, but from the supply chain, vaccine, pick your poison.
Well, they are trying hard. I mean, I'm watching right now as Biden is over there at the climate summit addressing our economy and trying to say that we're doing great, which boggles my mind. But Tony, I mean, thanks so much for being in the audience. I'll tell you what, I said I was going to do two T-shirts this hour, but I'm doing three because I know you called in and got through. So let's go ahead and leave it at that. You stay on hold, and Copper will get your information too. Copper, we're going to do three shirts on this one. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate your call, man. So that's Tony, Jeff, and Leanne getting shirts. Copper, you get all their info and just put them in the email to me at the end of the show, and we'll get those shirts out. But folks, listen, that's why I do this show, is because we have people like y'all in the audience, and you know, and thank you, like for instance, Leanne, saying that you even went down to Just Love Coffee, because our team members appreciate that too. And it's just cool. I can't get over the fact that I still do this. But let me jump on Triple Dipper number one. So some things are happening down in Montgomery. I got to make sure you guys know this, because I want you to be encouraged by the fact, you know, I've been on this gig lately, calling out our state legislature about why aren't they doing something. I mean, where are you? And I even had a piece that came out yesterday in 1819 News, which was a spinoff of one of the monologues I did last week, where I said, why would you not? Well, why would you not has become we are. And so right now, let me just tell you, right now we do have bills moving through the Alabama legislature as we speak. So yesterday, the Senate Bill number 9 and Senate Bill number 15, those two bills out of the 7 that were dropped into the Senate came out of committee, which first of all, I'll just tell you, knowing that process from having been down there, the Senate Bills 9 and 15 having come out, just those two, means those are the two that have been chosen by the caucus to move forward. So the caucus, it gets together. They met today, I know for a fact, and they peruse all the bills. They talk through what they can do. They feel like what they can get passed. They make amendments, and they did make some amendments, and I'm going to talk about those in a minute. But Senate Bills 9 and 15 came out, and they both do different things. Senate Bill 9 deals with pretty much mandating that if you apply for a religious or a medical accommodation, an exemption, if you will, to the vaccine mandate, your employer has to do that. Now, they amended it in committee, and I'm a little put off, and if Senator Elliott can call in at 3, and I hope he will, we're going to talk about it, because it sets up a policy by which there will be a form that is designed for every employer to use. You can probably download it off of the Department of Labor website, I would imagine. And this form is what's going to be the thing you have to fill out and sign saying, I want either religious or medical exemption. It also allows you, by the way, to claim a medical exemption if you believe you have natural antibodies, unless something in the bill changed on that. All right, so that part is cool. But then it also sets up a procedure by which if the employer still feels like they have to let you go, they can't just do it on their own. They have to apply to the Department of Labor for approval by a third-party examiner. Now, okay, I look at that and go, bureaucracy, what are we doing? Did we just add a layer of government in? Maybe. I think what they're going to say is they're also adding a layer of protection. They're taking it out of the hands of the employer, and that gets a little dicey too, to be honest, and they're handing it to the Department of Labor examiner to make the final call. So, all right, I got mixed feelings on that piece of it. However, I will say this, the fact that they are pretty much mandating a exemption for religious or medical reasons is a plus, because we're not there right now. And now we have federal law that says these things, but right now the federal law is being directed, for those of you that are out there saying, this is not good enough, we can't have it, federal law already says that, why would we do this, it's hurting us. No, it's not, all right? As compared to what? The vast emptiness, the nothing you have in state law right now? Nothing? Well, I would say this, what it's doing though, is it is implying, not implying, it is mandating that legislating that we have something in state law, because all we have right now from federal is regulation. And in the absence of law passed by Congress, state law should be given a leg up in any consideration. So yesterday I had my friend Mike Perkins on, who's an HR consultant, an attorney who does employment law matters all over the nation, and he said that the federal regulations are clear as mud right now. But if you have a well-defined state law, that is a firewall that the attorney general can use in court, and I think that's important. Senate Bill 15 also came out, and Senate Bill 15 by Senator Orr, who's in this listening area from Decatur. It literally goes into the question of putting some teeth into our already existing vaccine passport bill. And it standardizes some things, and it allows for a cause of action on behalf of the person who feels aggrieved. Now, the original part of the bill for Senator Orr's bill was amended in committee. It said that a private right of action would exist, meaning you could sue for damages. It's been changed. It's been changed to make that a little lighter, I guess, probably dealing with the business community who are freaking out, thinking we're going back to a tort hell situation. But what it did was it limited that to what's called an injunction, meaning you could stop the process. You could stop them from doing these things to you as an employee. But it also goes on to say you're also allowed, if you prevail because you sued for the injunction and won, you get your legal fees and all that back from them. I think that's key. Now, Attorney General, here's the other thing. So the legislature right now is dealing with that in session as we speak. My understanding is, where's that article I've got? The one I read you a minute ago was from 1819 News. Another bill, another article just came out from AL.com. Let me find it in my stack of stuff. Oh, Lord, I got so many articles. I've done a lot on this one. Here it is. Mike Kaysen from AL.com wrote this piece. And in this particular one, he points out that House Speaker Mac McCutcheon, who's from the Huntsville area, House Speaker Mac McCutcheon had said last week he did not expect to see these bills come to the House floor. He was not game for it, which really, really kind of boggled my mind, to be honest with you. I don't understand that at all, because there's no bigger issue dealing with employment and with people's lives in his district alone than anything else. But House Speaker Mac McCutcheon appears to have changed his tune. He had said that last week. But this week he says, I think we are at a point we may be able to get some legislation on the floor during the session. Now, let me remind you of something. And those of you out there that have taken the stance that unless you get the perfect, that nothing should happen, I want to remind you, first of all, the legislature was not in session to do this at all. So I will say this. I am encouraged by the fact that Governor Ivey issued what was about pretty much a hollow executive order. Something that didn't really help the situation a whole lot. It kind of gave some good rhetoric, but it did not speak to action, all right? It didn't say, here's what we're going to do for you. All it said was, we should resist mandates. Well, okay, great. Thank you. But then she issued a call for the special session to start. And the call to the special session is the only thing that the legislature is supposed to consider, which in this case is redistricting, redrawing the lines for all their districts and the school board districts and the congressional districts. That's it. That and giving away some money from federal funds. Those two things were all that was in the call. But the legislature has the right, when it is in session, even if it's not part of the special call, to go ahead and move forward on matters that they believe are important as long as they can get a two-thirds vote of the body. And so what's happened right now, folks, I want you to understand this. This is big doings. I don't recall seeing in my 8 years down there in special sessions that we took up things that were not in the call. Because it's dicey. Because it's not part of what you're there for. But I will say this. The legislature decided they could not see themselves. Basically, they got into what I called why would you not mode. Why would we not? And so I applaud the legislature. The bills are not perfect right now, and I hope to unpack some of that more with Senator Elliott after the top of the hour, but I do believe right now that what they are doing by doing this is also meaningful because they were not called in to do it at all. They took it up of their own accord because they are a unilateral branch of government. They are a third branch of government. They don't have to always do exactly what the governor wants. In fact, they should not always do what the governor wants, and I'm glad they took this mode. I'm glad. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break right now. We come back from that, I got more. And if I can get time, I'm going to play you a clip from A.G. Marshall, which is solid. He gave a pretty much oral statement on where he's taken the litigation against the Biden administration. And I'll play that for you, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.